Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
I'm first this week. Hey, everyone.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's me. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Nika Howard.
Hi, it's me. I'm here.
Bachman's still on the run.
He's still on assignment.
And we definitely could have waited to record this episode with him, but meh.
He'll never learn. Now, we, as we said during the Twitch recording, it's almost impossible for us to consistently, as terrible as it sounds, record this show, even though we've been doing it for a million years.
It's very hard to do, though, to get all of us recording at the same time.
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't work.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it is shocking that we have gone, I think, more than, like, it's got to be almost 2 years at this point without missing a single fucking week. So.
Yes. And yet again, the only thing that you can thank for that is the ads. If we didn't
yes,
have the ads,
absolutely.
You know, yes, it's only like 3 or 4 episodes a year, but, you know, that's 110% why we have not missed an episode.
Keeping us accountable, keeping mm-hmm. us doing that D&D.
Yes, so...
Shout out to ads.
Shout out to ads. Fucking wear a sock.
Wear a fucking sock.
Eat a meal from the box. Yeah.
Man, those socks are fucking good, though.
Dude, I was wearing mine today, and I was like, please give us another ad. I just want to talk about them again.
Bombas are fucking good.
When I run out of them, and they're all, I was like, and I have to put on normal socks.
It's the worst.
It sucks ass.
Yeah, I haven't bought them yet, but the Mac... When we got the Mac Weldon ad, I don't think I made any money off of that, because I bought too much stuff.
Yeah. When are we gonna get like a fucking bra ad though? I want that.
I want some third love.
Yeah, man, give me that.
What's the one? I want me undies.
Oh, that too.
Because I bought, you know, I'm not giving it away for free, but let's just say,
my man's got some me undies. Oh, you're gonna rip them.
He's wedgieing himself. This is why you gotta come to the stream.
It's really aggressive. I'm worried about your.
I don't know how high.
Pieces.
Yeah, they ripped them off. but why were we talking about this? I don't remember.
We were saying, oh, Bobman's not here.
Oh, he's
that's
dead.
What we were saying. Yeah, and Bobman died.
He'll be back next episode, that, probably.
Yeah, we probably. Yeah, no, we're thanking the ads for keeping us consistent. Bachman's not dead. People don't like when we do that.
He's not dead. No, he's just on the run from the law. That's all.
He technically could be dead by the point this comes out. We don't
know. We could all be dead.
We could all be dead. Most likely.
Fuck, maybe a meteor will hit. Like, who knows?
Oh, shit. When is this episode coming out?
If you're listening to this in the future and one of us is dead, tweet at us. I'm so
Which
sorry
one is
for
dead?
Your loss.
Rose gold too. Gold rose.
The reckoning.
Pour one out for a blank dead person. And
I
that's
mean, eventually one of us will be dead and this podcast will still be available, probably.
Yeah. What are we going to do when Michael dies?
It's going to be me. I love you guys. I'm going to miss you.
I mean,
when
I'm
dead.
All stressed all the time. I could be a wild card and just my heart might explode. Like a Japanese salaryman.
Yeah, Jennifer comes from a very hardy,
overworked
female stock.
I'm probably gonna live to be like 105.
Yeah.
Damn. I have untreated depression, so that's fun.
But just on the whole thing of not dying sometime in the future, remember to vote, everyone.
Oh my god,
it's coming up. You gotta vote. If you listen to the show and you stomached it, we want you to vote. Except for. No. Well,
except for if you vote bad.
Unless you, if you vote bad. Well, yeah.
Why are you listening to this?
If you're like, no, I don't want to get yelled.
No.
That's not worth it. You know what I mean.
You know what I Everyone, fucking mean.
Read between the lines,
fucking
but.
Vote.
Read. Yeah. Vote. Jeez. Jesus Christ.
I just
Jesus.
Said it's hard.
Fucking Christ.
Fucking
because
Christ.
Because they make it hard to
They
do.
Make it hard. And that's what they fucking want. They want to make it hard? Ugh.
Verse, I believe in you.
I believe in you. It's not going to be easy sometimes. But sometimes there's donuts. Sometimes there's Kit Kats.
Candy, yeah.
You get a sticker. You almost always get a sticker.
Look at this. I don't know where it is. So I'm going to bring up this Toma Beast sticker, which I didn't get for voting, but, you know.
It'd be very good if they gave you D&D stickers for
I found
voting,
it.
Though.
Here, see, look at that. I voted. Shit. Vote. The country's going to it's gonna melt. The earth is going to be destroyed in, like, a month. So please. Please. It's probably too late, actually, but we'll find out.
No, it's not too late. So that's fun.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Anything else we want to talk about before?
GeeklyCon tickets are on sale like next week, right?
Fuck.
All right. Just a few days as GeeklyCon tickets will be on sale. You heard it here first.
Michael, what are those dates of that again?
July 18th to the 21st in Columbus, Ohio. This year and, well, no, next year and the year after. GeeklyCon.com.
Yeah, it's going to be in Columbus, Ohio for as long as we know. So stop asking. Not moving.
Please come and hang out with us. We love you.
Don't glomp me though.
Tim, you're too into glomping now.
You're very concerned.
I think you want to be glomped.
Yeah, I think you want to get glomped.
He's winking while he says it. He keeps winking.
No.
He wants you to feed him Pocky and glomp him.
Don't glomp me. Seriously, don't glomp.
Look at his eye. It just keeps going.
Don't glomp me.
His eyes have turned completely black and he's like, glomp.
He's making beckoning motions while he's saying it.
He's mouthing, please glomp.
Don't glomp.
How about, let's fuck it. Let's roll a d20. Come on.
Yeah, hey, shit. You know what? Fuck me. You know, why not?
Y'all want to play some fucking D&D?
I got an 8.
I did a 3.
I got a 3 also.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Tim Lanning.
You fool.
You cuck.
Really, you have been cucked.
Last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast, we were tricked by our cowardly DM into
just
going
really railroaded. Just
yeah,
just thrown
you
right
that
on
other
a train.
Thing. It's okay. It's not important.
What if we had been on a train?
You know what?
A prison train.
You know what? Let's re-record that part because I think
it's
we can really.
Wagon.
You know. Anyways, we got smothered by dust. I think
depression dust.
Depression dust, and this whole arc is symbolism, by the way.
We've already had depression dust get us before.
It just keeps catching up to
no,
us.
No, you guys poisoned that whole city and made them all depressed. Oh,
you're right. That was our bad that time. That was on us.
I remember that. That
Nareve,
but they're bad, kind of. It's not their fault, but yeah, you know. Fine. Whatever. Fuck it. We entered the Shadowfell. And we were trying to find Paylor and head to, what is it, Grol?
Grol.
I don't know where I put my notes. But unfortunately, back there. We are captured by some cloaked, mysterious figures with spears. And then we are put on a cart as if the beginning of Skyrim. And we met a new friend named Brooke. And Brooke is a half Goliath, very friendly.
It was Brooke Tog.
And no matter what we did, Brooke was punished. Then we were individually kind of questioned and were in some sort of facility. And that's kind of where it ended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's going to start because I'm going to fucking do it again. Can let's start with Jennifer this time. Can Tim and Nika take off their heading phones?
Take off your headphones. All right, cracking my knuckles, ready to go.
So you are, I think I forgot to tell you that you were put into an orange jumpsuit.
No, truly.
It's like a, it's not like a bright one because nothing is
it's
bright
like
here.
It's like a muted orange. Truly, yeah. Orange is the new black.
Yes.
In the Shadowfell.
So you all your stuff is taken away. You're put into this gross jumpsuit. Your hand is still bleeding a little bit. They handed you a dirty handkerchief, but that's kind of all you got going for you. And these two guards march you through this long hallway, and it opens up into sort of a larger area where there's a bunch of cells, and they push you into a cell and slam the bar door closed behind you, and your apparently new roommate sits up in bed. And
are they on top bunk or bottom bunk?
They are on the bottom bunk.
That's fair.
It is a sort of looks like a malnourished dark elf.
Okay.
And he's bald. He's got a big fucking scar across his face. It goes over one eye. It's the whole milky eye kind of thing.
Classic.
And he goes, who's my new roommate?
Well, my name is Rowan Gray. You may have heard of me before. I've got the Tower of Gray. I'm in charge of it. And Rowan kind of looks at him like waiting for any response.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
He goes, I've heard of you.
You have? Yeah, that makes complete sense.
But Tower of Grey is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I bet you're wondering how I ended myself up in here, aren't you?
Yeah, what are you in for?
Well, from what I can tell, honestly, I'm in jail for just showing up here.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, is that what happened to you? Literally, my friends and I just showed up, and they got us immediately.
I'm innocent, wink. But I was.
I'm innocent. I'm truly have done nothing.
You were trespassing here?
I mean, I guess if you interpret trespassing as stepping foot upon the Shadowfell at all, then I.
Yeah, I mean, within 100 miles of Grell, probably. They caught me hunting. Caught me hunting in the. In the forest, poaching a little bit.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You know, that's where I know you from, right? You're the one who you're an archer. You're an archer like me.
Yeah. Yep. You're an archer too.
Yeah.
Dude. All right. She gives him a high five.
Yeah. My name's Nibor Wara.
Nice
to meet you. Sorry, we're gonna spend the rest of our pathetic lives here until we die.
Oh man, they made a fucking mistake putting me and you in this room together. I can already tell it right now. I feel like we're vibing. Like I feel like we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And we're gonna figure something out. And she's like kind of like looks behind her to see if anyone's like around listening.
You really, can you prove you're Rowan Gray?
Well, normally I would offer to shoot something with my oath bow, but they did take it from me. I don't know, like, what have you heard about me? What can I do to prove it to you?
I read an article, in, Archer magazine. What's the name of that, that airship that you...
Oh, you mean the D4C?
Oh, I think you're really her. You're really Rowan Gray. Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm the real deal.
All right. I can trust... Well, hold on. I can trust you. I know I can trust you.
Can I roll to see if I trust him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So insight, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rolled 28.
You feel like he's mostly on the up and up. You get the feeling that he would probably stab you in the back if it, was going to do anything for him at all. But,
okay. But as long as we're on the same side,
yeah,
then things
if you're
are
useful
good.
And you're on the same side, he'll do what he says. He's like, check this out. And he lifts up his mattress and he moves aside some laundry, and he has a good piece of wood.
Okay.
And you can tell if you were to stretch a string on it, it could be a bow.
Okay.
And he has some homemade looking arrows as well.
Okay.
He's like, if I could just get a string for this thing.
You know what?
I could do some serious, either of us could do some serious damage. I think I know where another one of these sticks are too.
Get two bows? Two bows?
I think
two archers?
I think we'd kill it. We'd kill them all.
Absolutely. Oh, no question. We gotta watch and wait, you know, figure out the right time to do this.
This is my plan. I've been trying to get on kitchen duty for the longest time. They won't take me for some reason, but maybe you could get on kitchen duty.
Okay, okay.
If you could get some of that sausage, the sausages are terrible.
There are prison sausages, so that makes sense.
They're so tough. If you could get some of that, some of the sausage casings, I swear to Uthgar, we could string it like a bow and we'll be putting arrows in people before you know it.
Buddy, we're going to make this happen. And she does another, like, claps on the back, like hard, like a little bit too hard.
And I think we'll stop there, and we'll go to young Timothy.
Timothy, it's your turn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is my real voice.
So you are ushered down this hallway by two guards.
I do things my way. Do you get it?
That's so good. You're a comedian. It opens up into a larger room, and there's all these prison cells.
Okay.
And you are shoved unceremoniously into a prison cell, and a bar door is closed behind you.
How many people are in this cell?
There is one large-looking person in this cell.
Okay.
He's not tall, but he is wide.
Wide? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to run up and punch this person.
Roll a d20 for me.
You got it, buddy. My eyes flare with a golden star.
Wait, what?
Nice. I got a...
What was the golden star thing?
My lucky feet.
Oh, is it a feet? Is that... That's not...
It's not magic. Magical. No, it's purely my essence. I've been blessed.
Not an item.
Nope, just part of my being now.
All right.
I got a 15. Do you want me to add, like... acrobatics to that, or
nope. This is the most solid. He's a half dwarf, half human. I think they're called a mole, maybe
a mule. Yeah, mule? Just like what's her nuts that works for my company.
You hear a loud crack from your hand. You think, as you punch this person in the back, and they turn around. They have a big smile on their face. They go, "Oh, I didn't see you there."
I was just saying hello.
That's a funny way to say hello. I think you punched me.
Yes, I did punch you. That's how, you see, my name's Brad.
Okay. Is a 17 hit your armor class? I'd probably say it does.
So I don't have my braces defense anymore? Yeah, it does.
Yeah, he punches you real hard in the face.
My AC is 12 right now.
Yeah, so you take like 4 damage.
That's not so bad. Oh, wow, you sure are strong. I'm glad I tested you the way that I did.
Hey, you want a drink? I got a drink for you here. Here you go.
Wait.
Here you go.
Brad the braggadocious is afraid of what drinks you might have.
Oh.
Friend?
My name's Steinar Ulf. Thanks,
sir. A little slower, please.
Steinar Ulf.
Steinar Ulf. Okay. Hello, Steinar. My name is Brad the Braggadocious.
Hey, Brad. Nice to meet you.
Give me that friggin' sauce, baby.
Here you go. This is the good stuff. And I'd ask you not to piss in the piss hole. That's where I'm making the pruno.
Oh, word. We got some pruno situation. Yeah, I've been in so many different prisons before that I know exactly what's happening. Mm. And then Toby takes a big swig of the pruno.
Tastes like moldy alcohol.
Oh, this is the good stuff. I haven't had anything quite this good since I was incarcerated over in Yangar.
What are you in for?
Me? Well, you see, there was this rich noble who tried to, not pay their servants the money, so I friggin' fed him to a mimic.
Huh. Man, that's a tough way to go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was, and I laughed the whole time. And then, on my way in, they as they arrested me, then I, those big old dorks with the cloaks on them.
I hate those guys.
I tripped one, and they fell on their spear. Their head popped open. Their eyeballs looked at me.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Nah.
Yes, huh?
All right.
Come on, Stainar. You wouldn't. Not believe your good friend Bragg the Braggadocious.
I like it. Your name is good.
How'd you get in here, Pipsqueak?
poisoning, actually. It was an accident, though.
Toby's eyes go quite large.
Anyway, I got a lot better now.
Ulf, can I call you Ulf?
Yeah.
Did you... Toby is he drinking Pruno?
Yes.
Okay, thank Christ. anyway, man, you know where they keep some gods here, some nerds. I've killed things like dragons. I've killed things like mermen. I want to kill a god. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, you heard the rumors, huh?
Hey, between you and me, I got put in here to kill a god, and Toby punches him twice in the stomach.
He goes, you want that kind of action, you gotta go down, my friend.
Oh, down?
Down, yeah, the sub basement's what I heard.
Well, I'm a pretty bad guy, so I bet even hanging out here for 2 to 3 seconds, I'll probably get sent down there. How long you been in the old clink, my brother?
About 8 months.
Christ!
Yeah. You never get out. I mean, this is where we live now until we die.
Well, someone's gotta get out, right? I mean, what's the point of having a prison if no one gets out? I mean, yeah, I know prison more than I know what a pillow... Ask me what a pillow is.
What's a pillow?
I don't know.
It's a fluffy thing you put your head on. They're not very good.
I don't know.
We don't have good ones here. Although, if you're getting in trouble, you take a bar of soap or something similar, put it in your pillow, and you can whack someone with it. It really hurts.
You thwack? Yeah. One time, a guy took my extra serving of creme brulee at the prison I was at. And
creme brulee?
Yeah, it wasn't good creme brulee either. They didn't burn the top right.
Oh, man.
And I put in liquid soap in a bag, and I smashed him.
Man. That sounds great. You sound like a good job. Hey, you should probably pour some of this alcohol on that hand of yours.
Oh, I'm still bleeding, ain't I? Yeah. Okay. Can I do a medicine check to see if that will kill me?
Sure.
What's a 12 get me?
It won't kill you.
Michael, I'm so smart. I should have more than a +1 in medicine. That's not fair.
I feel like you should.
I feel like I should have I think I should have a casual any knowledge, like minimum +3, in my opinion.
If only. He goes, you know why they take that blood?
No.
Well, there's a lot of rumors, but my old roommate, who died yesterday, he was a spellcaster.
Uh-huh.
And he said they took it. And because if they kept it in this one special room, then it was like tied to your blood, and you wouldn't be able to cast spells no more.
So the blood stops spell casting.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's the rumor I heard.
Well, I don't know a spell from a pillow. Pateh, and I spit. How is he liking my whole act? Is he into it?
He seems to be very happy. He also seems to be very drunk, but he seems to be
Michael,
very
happy. I'm going to roll a deception check for you.
Okay. For me, personally?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I might lie. Okay, I got a 4 total. I'm not lying. That's how good I'm doing.
Nice. And last little word of wisdom, watch out for Stymer Duncan.
Stymer Duncan?
Stymer Duncan. He is a piece of shit.
Well...
Killed my old roommate.
Well, why did he kill him?
He said he didn't like his beans.
Well, why would anyone not like their beans? There's no bad beans.
Yeah, I don't know. He said he didn't like them, and Stymer just stabbed him right through the throat.
Oh.
He does that. He likes to kill. He likes to kill inmates.
He does it for fun to make him feel big and strong?
Yeah, he's a guard, and they just let him do it.
What? He's a guard?
He's a fucking guard.
Well, someone should report him to the authorities.
No one cares.
Oh.
Who are you going to tell? Josail Longshadow? Come on. She didn't give a shit.
Wait, where is Josail?
She comes around for inspections every once a week or so.
When's the last time she's been here? I mean, when's the last time she's been here? I wanna throw at her a classic book of poems.
Okay. She came by yesterday, I think it was.
Fuck!
Saw the big pool of blood.
Fuck!
Yeah, look at it. You can actually see some dried up, crusty blood on the floor. So, yeah, she didn't care at all. Anyway, it's almost time for dinner, so you're in for a treat, my friend.
Oh, I hope they have spaghetti.
And that's where we'll stop our scene.
So I'm done?
You're done.
I can do this forever. All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I got so nervous and I almost had an anxiety attack just sitting here.
I'm sorry it took so long.
No, it's not that. I don't know. I think it was just because like the pressure of it's just you and me. And so we've got to make gold.
Yeah. And
man, we can do it.
I think we can do it. I believe in us.
I believe in us and not the soul crushing despair.
I mean, it is a place full of despair. So
it's true.
Got that going for you. You're in character.
Lean into it.
Okay, so you are you're taking down this hallway. You're in your orange jumper.
Yeah,
it's a very muddled orange. It's not bright. It is it's not a pretty color. It is just gross and grayish orange, like everything.
Is it a button up? Do I get a belt with it? Is there any way I can accessorize it?
No. Right now it's just like a shapeless bag. But you know, you can probably work on that. That can be a thing that
I think I'd do that in my spare time.
So you're brought down this like sort of long hall, and then it opens up, and it is a sort of larger room, and there's a bunch of cells along the wall, and they push you into a cell and slam the door shut, a barred door behind you, and there's a large figure staring out the one tiny window in the back of the room.
I turn around. I kick the bar. Does it do anything?
It goes bong.
Oh, okay. But I don't get, like, electrocuted or anything.
No, you don't get electrocuted.
Perfect. I know that the bar will not kill me. I kick the bar, and then I turn around, and I sit down on the bed, and I just go...
Who are you? You're my new roommate?
My name's Lonnie, and I think we're new roommates. We might be new best friends. Who knows? You never know what you're going to come and find out in a situation like this.
You never know. My name's Bercy.
Oh, my name... Oh, I already said my name. Sorry. Whenever I just get around people that are very tall, I just feel like I need to say my name twice. Because you're like twice of me, so I'll say my name twice to you. It's Lonnie.
Mom's Bercy. Bercy Ham Hands. Nice to meet you.
Michael.
And is he a large half-orc man?
You mean Bercy Ham Hands?
It's your new roommate.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got the best roommate. I don't know who the other people have, but...
What are you in for?
Well, they told me that I should just plead... something, and obviously they said plead not guilty, but I think that they were just arresting us because we were here, and if that's the case, then I am guilty of being here. But we're trying to find Joe Sale Longshanks.
Oh, you don't want to find Joe Sale Longshadow.
Longshadow, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she's the warden.
Oh.
She was by yesterday, actually.
So she'll come by again?
She usually comes by around once a week. Do some inspection stuff. Not that it matters. They'll just kill you. And doesn't matter.
Oh, well. What's death? I could be 102. You don't even know.
You seem nice. I don't want you to die like my last roommate.
Who was your last roommate?
A guy named Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I punched him to death. It's not my fault that happened, but I didn't mean to. We had a knuckle punching match.
And, you like punching? I like punching. We could maybe knuckle punch.
I love to knuckle punch. I was a big deal in Masswick. Back in the day, I had to run out of town because I stole some money, and I went down underground and. Ooh, just kept running and running. Man, miss my mom, that's for sure.
Oh, hell, don't we all miss Mama? That's like the worst part is whenever you're not with her, like you can't eat her cooking or her good pies, and she just ain't got none of that sweet old wisdom to lay upon your rest or weary soul.
Ain't that the truth? My food's pretty good here, but, you know, maybe, I mean, Mama's food's the best for sure. So just my advice to you is, when you get out to the yard or whatever, just find the biggest guy you can find, and you just fucking punch him, just fucking punch him in the face, and just beat him.
Well, aren't you the biggest person here?
I wish I found the biggest person though, and I sure would whoop his ass, that's for sure.
What's his name?
What's his name? That's a great question. They call him the Whale.
Does he ever discuss trickle-down economics?
He used to until I knocked his teeth in. Stupid hat. I hate that guy.
Man, well, I think that, like, what if I can't take him? Do you think that maybe we could team up? We could do, like, a crossover duo.
You could probably take him.
Okay, well, I'll punch him real hard.
You gotta prove your hard.
Oh, if there's one thing...
And even if you get a whooping, it's still better to prove your hard.
I'll never back down from a fight. That's something that's probably real dumb about me, but also... If you can't knock sense into me, what are you going to do?
That, and I just watch out for his one guard, Stimer Duncan. Don't let him see you punching no one, because he'll fucking kill you dead.
Stime or Duncan?
Stimer.
Stimer Duncan.
Yeah.
Duncan. Well, I've punched so fast, he won't even be able to see what happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a fast puncher? I make big punches. Big hard punches.
Can Lonnie, she'll stand up and she'll do like a flurry of blows, like super fast, and like punch, kick, but like use the kick to spin around, up, kick, down, punch.
Are you punching him, or are you just doing a display?
Yeah, I just want to do one of those really dumb things that whenever you get excited and you just, like, punch around. But she's going to try to look cool doing it.
Roll athletics, maybe? Or an attack.
Okay, attack would be a 28.
You definitely look super badass.
Yes. Okay.
He goes, oh my lord, I ain't never seen no one punch like that.
I'm trying to punch fast enough so that I can be able to travel back in time and help my family from dying, because they all died.
My word, maybe you can just travel back in time far enough to not be in this shithole.
Well, damn, that would be something, wouldn't it?
I think you're going to kick the whale's ass.
Thanks.
You're fast as hell. I have never seen someone so fucking fast.
Do you think that we could go punch him now? I feel real hyped up. I just want to punch.
Well, it's just about dinner time, so I'd wait to go to the yard, but punch him in the cafeteria too. Fuck it.
Do you know, I feel like I should probably ask you like maybe some questions that could help us later on. Do you know anyone who's ever broken out of here?
No one's ever broken out of this place. Never done. Say it's impossible.
Well,
I'm not laughing really in character.
Okay, well, has anyone tried? Who's gotten the furthest?
Oh, yeah. People try all the time, but they always turn up dead.
What if you pretended to be dead? What do they do with the dead bodies?
They burn them.
Oh, shit. That wouldn't be too pleasant. Do you have fire resistance? I mean, sorry. That's not a question.
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus. Shit. Okay, well, okay. The warden, where does the warden stay?
I don't think she stays here. Well, she stays in the city somewhere, but the whole city is a prison, so.
Can we potentially get jobs here?
You're going to get a job. They'll make you work. Well, they make you work half to death.
What do you do?
I work in the laundry.
What do you do with any of the soiled laundry that can't be re-laundered?
I burn it. Burn a lot of stuff.
Is there anything they don't burn here?
You know how it like seems like it's snowing here? It's because it's always burning stuff.
Oh, that's not very good for your lungs.
It's fine.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, oh, shit. Bercy, I think I have friends here. Do you know how I could find them?
As you say that, you hear a loud bell. And it is time for dinner. And we're gonna have everybody put their headphones on.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
Good.
What's up with you? I didn't see anything in the chat.
I don't know. I
was
peeking in the chat a little bit.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
So a loud bell rings, and your doors all open, and everyone starts filing out. And heading towards what you assume is the cafeteria.
Classic.
Makes sense.
Perfect.
You gotta eat your gruel.
Yeah, gotta eat your friggin' tater tots.
Your hardtack.
Tater tots.
Your slop.
Your tater tots.
Rowan's probably the tallest here, right?
I'm so tall. Yeah, I think that... Lonnie, are you tall? Rowan's definitely tall.
Yeah. We're sure it's not Toby, though, right?
Probably not.
Rowan's like 6 feet tall. I don't feel like that's ever really come up before.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Rowan's tall.
Wow. I always assumed she was very tall for some reason.
Yeah. Like, well, I describe her as big. She's very like, I never know how to pronounce this word, but lithe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm like 3 feet, 2 inches.
You're half
You're
of
the
me.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Roll perception, everyone.
Oh.
Do a D&D thing. You
gotta get your notes off of our rolling zone.
Ugh.
19 total.
17 total.
You said perception.
Mm-hmm.
20 total. No, sorry, 17. That's not a 9, it's a 6.
You all realize that your cells are not that far from each other, because you see each other coming out into the hallway.
Oh, Rowan, Toby!
I look down and I go, and I do like the don't look at me thing.
And Toby, what are you doing?
Stop. Ron, can I like walk over to where Lonnie is?
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot, I think I told everybody but Tim, you're wearing an orange jumpsuit. And it's a
you
very.
You didn't tell me at all what I was wearing.
It's a very dirty, dark, not colorful orange. It's like
Michael, can I have ripped the sleeves off?
Absolutely.
Did
you use one to tire?
Stop interrupting me. You know I turned one into a bandana. Toby's hair is not his normal well put together, but it's completely down,
okay,
and waving out, but with a bandana keeping like some of it like out of his face, but still it's like completely all over the place. And he looks at you, he winks, but he does not go towards you.
I'm assuming Rowan understands what's going on with Toby, but.
We've been working together for.
Yeah.
You can roll an insight.
I mean, my intelligence is not great, but my insight is good. No, my insight's good.
Don't you even roll bad. Don't.
I got a 13.
You have no idea what's going on.
Stop. No, they would know.
Ron kind of is like, like. In between, Toby is like aggressively like.
Don't motioning. Do that motion.
So she kind of like, and like walks towards Lonnie, but like, kind of just like whispers to her like,
"We gotta get to the kitchen."
Oh well, yeah, it's dinner time. Bercy told me that I'm gonna go beat up the whale.
Oh. There's a whale?
I don't know if it's kind of like Brook Tog the Stabbed or if he is an actual whale, but Bercy told me that I need to find the biggest person and just beat him up. And he said to do it in the yard, but that maybe I could do it in the cafeteria too. And I would look back to Bercy and like shake my head like in confirmation of this.
He kind of winks at you.
And we're talking Bercy, right? Like,
but
Bercy,
I don't feel like Rowan does not know who Bercy is. Like,
Lonnie doesn't know. Yeah.
None of you know who he is.
Toby does.
Why would Toby know?
He never met him, but he read about it in the stories because he's a weeb for the exploits of Harper, Aludra, and Tom.
I think Bercy was before Harper even, right?
Yeah, that's Tom. That's
no,
Tom.
It's
yeah.
not.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Yes.
He's early Mastwick.
Yeah.
He was post Kickstarter.
Yeah. You have to remember, nothing happened when Tom was around.
I guess that's true.
It was Dreadwing Behemoth, and then y'all's head explode, and then we went to that cave. That's all that happened.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well.
I maneuver Stinar kind of near them, but I don't like turn around so I can listen.
Rowan kind of tries to talk low. My cellmate, he's got the makings, the start of a bow, like a bow and arrow. So He said he can get another piece of wood, and if we just sneak into the kitchen and get some of the sausage casings, we can use them as string and have a weapon. He's got some makeshift arrows. So I don't know what our plan is. But we've at least got to start to get some weapons here.
Wait, so you were matched with a cellmate that has the same type of skills that you have?
Yeah, I was.
Do you think that Toby was matched with a cellmate that has the same type of skills as he has?
And then Toby looks up at the wide man that is Stinar is like, looks down, looks back, fuck, I'm dumb.
They did ask us what our skills were.
Shit.
Do you think that this was really just like a big elaborate roommate matching setup? Like they wanted us to find friends.
This is the nicest prison I've ever heard about.
Is Grohl really such a bad place? Well, I was just thinking that maybe those people that they matched us up with could be helpful to us later. Bercy so far has been immensely helpful, and I do think that he shall be a new friend.
Oh, my guy, we're like best buds. And she like turns around, and is like, isn't that right, Nibor? Get some headlock.
Ah, hey, you know this person?
Oh yeah,
you got friends already?
Oh yeah,
how do you got friends already?
Oh, Rowan's such a badass. One time she shot an arrow and it went right between the hair on a bug's ass. And then we shared a ferret wine.
That's true.
Oh, yes. So are you from the Tower of Grey too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hot damn. Man, I feel like I'm with celebrities over here.
Toby turns around and just kind of like fans his hair out. And like, so Stinar, do we just like get in
this line? Oh, goddamn, that's Toby Trinkletot right there. That's him right there. That's Toby Trinkletot.
Shut up. Shut up.
Toby, why are you being so weird?
The burly broad man next to Toby turns to Toby and goes, Brad, why? Why Brad has voice ready. Brad! Brad, why are they calling you Toby?
My name's Brad! And I walk up and I kick Rowan between her legs.
What? You can't kick me?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. My name's Brad. Remember it.
What kind of roll do I gotta do to see how much damage it does to
me? You would have to roll to hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're like very short, my man. It's real far up there.
You have to be able to. You basically have to kick your leg up into the splits.
It's like a bicycle kick.
And get like
kick.
Right under her and just
like Pele.
Bicycle kick Rowan. Damn kick.
I bicycle kick Rowan and no. I rolled a 6.
You do not.
You don't do shit.
Rowan easily steps out of the way, and I think you probably fall on your ass.
Yes, right? Yes, right? I'm Brad the Braggadocious. Don't mess with me. I'm not that Toby guy you said who's, probably riding a cloud.
Okay, Brad. I mean, the Toby that I knew, he's like the smartest person ever, and he knew all the magic, and he was the best, but... I don't know
I
who Brad
Lonnie.
Is, but...
I got a 19. Yay!
You don't hit my AC, though. Oh, can I use him to snatch, like, his hand like a projectile?
Don't. Let me hit you.
Please don't.
I'm going to break Toby's arm.
I punch Lonnie in her abs, and my arm just splits in half, and the bone pops out. No, roll 19. That's a great roll. We can
that
all
is
agree.
Good.
Yeah. See, I'm bad. I'm bad Brad now.
Nibor goes, you guys really tower gray? I'm starting to wonder.
No, it's...
Well, yeah, I don't know what else we could do to show you.
And you just, you know what, buddy? You just gotta wait and watch.
Oh, wait, where the fuck is Frank?
You don't know. You don't know where Frank is.
Where the fuck is Frank?
You don't know where Frank is. You don't know where Scud is. You don't know where Eckhart Dayhammerer is.
Damn it.
Oh, I forgot about all of them.
Oh, so they're probably somewhere in here. Maybe they're on a different shift.
Oh, yeah.
So we probably should get some info.
Does anyone have any cigarettes? I want to get sick. I like the way it hurts. Makes me die soon.
All right, Brad.
A guy with also with his sleeves ripped off his shirt and also with a headband comes up and goes,
yeah. you want a cigarette?
I think it's good. Yeah, I think right. Cutting I minutes you. Off your life every time you take a puffy is
you,
what I like. And I
you
wink
go,
at Lonnie and Rowan.
If you go kill that guy over there, and he points at the large half-orc who is came out of this of Bercy's cell. Or out of Lonnie's cell. It's Bercy. He points at Bercy. Oh. He goes, you kill that guy over there, I'll give you a whole pack of smokes.
Holy groomshes, that is... Wow! I mean, that's Bercy Hamhands. I'm not gonna be able to fight him.
Yeah, that's Bercy Hamhands. It's the world-famous knuckle puncher.
I like
can
you.
We,
who are
can
you?
Can we all hear him?
Yeah, or you can all hear him. Up? Oh, okay. Bercy's probably like a few steps behind you guys. The other people have kind of spread out because they're like, these new people are going to get their asses kicked.
Okay, I walk up to Bercy, and I look him up and down.
You're going to try to kick him in the crotch, too?
No, I raise my gnome arm, my 8 total strength arm, and beckon him down with the classic finger waggle.
Hey!
I didn't know they let kids in here.
I'm a gnome. Don't. Stop! Shut up! Hey, I'll give you, how many cigarettes come in a pack of smokes again?
I don't
24?
Know.
Let's say 12. I'll give 12. You 10 cigs if you let me punch you and you pretend to be, down for the count, my bud.
You're doing the punch the biggest guy and then everyone knows how tough you are thing.
Well, that guy over there, he said to punch, to kill you, actually, to get the cigarettes. And, ooh, I crave that smoke that fucks up my lungs irreparably.
Can't help you, little buddy.
You don't want 10 death sticks?
It's, my reputation's worth more than that.
Okay.
Wait, Toby.
Yeah.
Brad.
Sure. I mean, who?
Why don't you try and come help me punch the whale?
Okay, I whisper to the guy that talked to me about selling me cigarettes, which I assume just has long stringy hair. Who knows what else?
Only on it's like long stringy hair, but like a bald on the top.
Yeah. The man from the Rocky Horror Picture Film.
Yes, exactly.
It's Skullet.
Yeah, Skullet. How many characters in this game have Skullet? I'm not gonna punch that guy because I'm gonna make him my squash partner later. Okay, but we're gonna go murder the whale. Is that now? Will that give me that beautiful rolled up tube of cancer that I love to drink?
You're gonna go after the whale?
Yeah.
The whale's
call
like,
me Ahab.
Whale's like a brother to me.
Uh oh.
I think I'm gonna have to go let him know. Maybe he'll give me some cigarettes.
You want more cigarettes?
I'm a broker of cigarettes.
Hey, tell you what, I'll give you a cigarette if you don't tell him.
You got a cigarette?
Show me the
color of your smoke.
Huh? When I get cigarettes, I'll give you one.
Hey man, that's not the kind of system. That's not how bartering works. I don't take IOUs.
Well, shut up. Shut up. How about that?
You're lucky that Steinmar Duncan over there is watching. Otherwise,
I punch him with a 9. I do a 9 punch.
he's like, what are you trying to hug me?
Wait, Brad. We should.
Toby
not...
does not look at you.
Toby,
shut up, and Brad.
We shouldn't do anything in front of a Steinmar Duncan. Steimer? Because sometimes it sounds like you say Steinmart.
Steimer.
Steinmart is where I like to buy my clothes.
This week we're sponsored by Steinmart. Steinmart. They'll kill prisoners.
S-T-Y-M-E-R.
Okay. We shouldn't do anything in front of this Steimer Duncan because he's a bad dude and he will kill us on the spot. That's what Bursey said.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Really? Weird. My guy also told me not to fuck with that guy.
Well, I guess that's the one thing that we all have amongst us.
Wow.
Well, I hadn't heard anything about that, but I will trust your info.
Can we trick this whale fellow down a side hallway? Maybe give him one of our... What are they going to serve us?
You get to the cafeteria.
Boiled
beets.
Beets.
Beets and only beets.
Everyone just has red shit.
It's terrible.
So that's why you don't know when you've got internal injuries.
Yeah, just everyone's constantly.
Is that real? Does that really happen?
Oh no, I don't like it.
I don't like to think of that.
You get in line and they serve you a bowl that's mostly gruel with a few withered beans mixed in.
Oh, how does Toby find these beans? Do you like them?
I don't care for these beans one bit. And I look over at the bean disher. Is that the best beans that you have on hand for Bad Brad the Braggadocious?
You're talking to me about my beans?
And then he remembers, no, these beans are good. Kind of like he hunks down behind Steiner Ulf. So to not be murdered.
The woman glares at you.
Bean.
All right. So you guys all sit down, I guess?
Yeah.
Eat your beans?
Can we sit together?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's sit together.
Yeah, let's sit together and, like, try to chat a little bit more.
Ooh. Michael, is it a bench or are there chairs? If there's chairs, I turn around backwards to let everyone know I'm strong. But since I'm a gnome, the front of the chair probably blocks my face.
Yeah, he has to eat in the little hole.
I have to sit on my knees over it.
Eat through the hole. Eat through the hole in the middle.
Yeah. Like a kitty pawing through to get the beans, my arm snakes through the little hole to get. Yeah!
You can see his little hand
reaching out real fast to grab a bean.
He's slurping those beans up so quick. Oh my god.
Yeah, then I stand on my knees above the chair.
Probably need to find out.
I don't know you. Just kidding. Hey. I met you in the processing line when we both blew up a friggin'
yep.
What's the sub called in D&D? They're called, they have a cool name. I don't remember.
The sea dirigible. I don't know.
Give me 20 minutes.
No, we're too late.
I gotta go.
We should probably try to figure out where Scud and Frank and
yeah
that and Eckhart are.
What if Eckhart's so powerful that they just took him right to the rulers?
Damn.
I mean, it's definitely possible.
Like, could prison hold him?
I mean, and now I'm a little bit worried that Frank's in, like, super under jail with all the other accountants. He's in fucking nerd jail. God damn it, Frank.
Wait, there's a nerd jail? I mean,
if there was a nerd jail, Toby, let's be real, you'd be in it.
I know. I don't know who Toby is, but...
And I look over at Stenar and I'm like, why am I here?
But, I mean, I would think Scud would be in here with us somewhere. So
yeah, it's odd that he's not with us.
I think that...
This guy I've never heard of.
What if they took him because he can control bones, and this is the Underdark, and kind of like... Hell, because there's 9 layers, and there's probably a lot of bones here. Mm-hmm. So what if Scud is technically like a god down here?
Fuck him and Eckhart. And then fucking Frank.
They took them because they're too strong.
Yeah.
We're in medium jail. They're in super strong jail, and Frank's in nerd jail. That's just how it is.
Dude. This all seems to kind of check out to me.
That's how jail works. For sure.
Well... my new best friend did not give me a quest. Seems like you guys got a quest.
I mean, yeah, I've got to sneak my way into the kitchen and get sausages.
Oh, wait, what if I go and punch the whale and create a distraction and you sneak into the kitchen and get the sausages? Oh,
I look at a Stenar, you know, which is a lot like the other guy. Steinmart? Yeah. My guy's not Steinmart.
Do you have any capers you want to get up to, or?
You mean Steinar?
Steinar, yeah.
Steinar Ulf.
Steinar Ulf, that's what I said.
I don't think he's sitting with you guys.
What?
To be quite honest.
He's the only cellmate not to sit with us?
Damn, you've been abandoned.
I don't know if the cell, maybe they're sitting in an adjacent table.
Well, Michael, yeah. If you don't know, no one knows.
I feel like they'd be waiting to see how everyone else takes to you.
That's true. Okay. They don't want to be vouch for us immediately.
Sure.
Yeah, we got to sink or swim on our own.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
sure,
fair.
Sure,
that's sure, fair.
Sure. Is fair.
Okay. Well, yeah. Lonnie, I think that's a really good idea. Maybe Brad can help with that.
Maybe.
And then, I can definitely hide some sausages. I can hide some sausages and bring them back to my cell in my armpits.
Oh, wait, can you do any magic?
Oh, that's a good... Can we do magic right now?
I would think not.
No, I heard that no, you can't do magic, even a basic cantrip.
Did you try, Brad? What are you proficient with, Brad?
I'm proficient at making sweeties, is what I told him.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. That is true. What would you like your part to be in this fiasco?
You do. I will say you do know that you can't cast spells. You can feel that you can't cast
it
spells.
It makes complete. I don't know why they would allow prisoners to cast spells in magic prison.
In magic, yeah. I want to be on the distraction team if that's okay.
Yeah,
of course. I think the more help that we can get, the stronger our force will be against the whale.
Yeah.
The more distraction, the better able I'm going to be to steal those sausages.
I show Lonnie my fist, who has rolled poorly on punch. Lonnie, I fucked up my hand. It hurts really bad. I don't think they're going to clean it right. Oh, I poured alcohol in this one. See, look, it's bad.
Oh, Toby. Okay, maybe you shouldn't punch anything. What about a kick? You got a strong little foot there. It looks like you got
what if he heckles and foundation. It's just loud and gets everyone else to come over and see the fight?
Oh, yeah. Small. Are you nimbly bimbly? Could you just like run up him and just like get on his back and hold on to him and bite at him?
Yeah, I could bite him. I could bite him. I'd love to bite him.
I think that should be good. Just treat him like a sweetie.
Okay. Okay, yeah, a large confectioner'd bunnied. Yes, yummy, yummy.
Okay, I think that's it. I think we should do it.
These beans suck.
How can you make a bad bean?
I didn't think it was possible, but damn, they've done it. Magic Jail has made bad beans.
I lost my face in all beans, and I'm sad.
A group walks over to you. There's the largest person you've seen since you've been here. They're wearing what appears to be a small trilby, and they're very big.
Okay.
And a smaller person steps out in front of them, and he goes, "I hear you want a piece of my guy here," and it's Frank. And that's where we'll end our episode.
Yay! That was so fun.
Frank also sleeveless.
Frank! Frank really is following
his hero's journey.
What's alma mater, but not school, but the pop culture reference they're based off of. You know.
Buddy, I don't know what you're saying right now.
He's really following his idea egg.
Okay.
His existence.
Yeah.
Earth. That was, Michael, wow. You must have, you should get exactly 7 hours of sleep more often.
That was so fun.
That was good.
And I feel like the fact that we did it like mostly split up, is like that could have been like weird, but it was really fucking fun.
Anytime our microphone was muted, I was cussing. It's like, what the fuck am I not talking about?
I was more like, I want to know what's going on. Yeah. And it was fun.
Luckily, the chat more or less told us.
That is true. I was trying not to look at it too closely.
Yeah, I like whether to be not spoilers. That way I learn as the character learns.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what I learn as the character learns? Reviews. Anyways, the bread toast says, "Hell wasps and silver weeds, baby. Drink some hell wasp honey tea. Smoke some silver weed if you're driving. Double it." No, don't do it. And sit back and relax.
Please be safe.
"Your ears in this amazingly epic tale through a drunk rose, baby. I love you, Tim, Jen, Bachman, Nika, and of course tomorrow. You guys are my friends now. Okay, bye." Thank you. Tori Learmari, 524. "Amazing from the beginning." Burp town. "I've been listening to this podcast since it started and has never failed to make me laugh. Absolutely adore this podcast, and I'm not sure what I would do without it. I would recommend this to anyone who liked D&D, like podcast, or had ears. I love New York 023, way behind the game. My roommate recently asked me to round up a group of guys from work, financial firm, to try out Dungeons & Dragons. I had never played before, and I had noticed Drunks & Dragons is one of the top podcasts, and decided to give it a listen. At episode 1, in order to understand how the game is played, I have since been hooked on this podcast. I just recently finished episode 82, and I'm attempting to catch up as quick as I can, so I can finally read the wiki. And look at the fan art, spoiler free. Thank you so much again." They say something nice about me that I was read to be. You know, I oftentimes only read half of the reviews, and then I scan them to see if there's anything jumping out. But if I just read the nice things about me, golly beans, that wouldn't be fair.
You'd be reading forever.
Not true. DBJ, DBJ did JBDBGA the best. Stay a while and listen. This podcast has everything you could ever want. Suspense, thrills, goofs, romances between dwarves and Asimars, dragonborn and fish, and even Dork Blade. I could go on, and I'll leave you with this. Meeting everybody at GeekCon was a week I'll never forget and forever grateful for. Love you all, especially the Discord channel. With love, Ro." Oh, hey, Ro. I love you. Winston Ryan says, "Daily episode of Or Riot." "Knew nothing about D&D when I started listening. I know slightly more now. Amazing podcast that I've sadly caught up with and will have to listen through again. Recommended it to anyone who will listen. Also great. Thank you. Shout out other podcasts, which have all ended up being almost as good as this. Okay, bye. R.I.P. Tom." Matt McElroy says, "From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Good day, mate. Subtle spoilers. I started listening from episode 1 about a month ago after hopping from D&D podcast to D&D podcast, followed by a significant breakup. I just got to episode 154, and I'm officially a mushy pile of tears and laughs. Aww. I don't know how y'all managed to craft such an amazing story, but I want to thank you for every bit of it. This podcast has been so helpful for me, and I seriously don't know what I would do without it. After my relationship ended, I really needed something to fill the void, and you guys have done it in a way nothing else has. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything, y'all. So, you so earned the review. Thank you. Callie Cuteness says, is it finally time to review? G'day, mate. That was a fake day, mate. I'm currently on episode 193 and working my way current. Super sad I missed GeeklyCon 2018, but here are some comments I've been holding in since episode 2. Bachman's Star Wars jokes are beautiful, well-timed, and severely underappreciated for the number of times it made me snort. Jennifer Girl, you are beautiful in every single way. Tim is straight underappreciated, and I agree that if he were properly role-playing, his character would have left y'all sometime ago. And Rebecca gets the best episode of Super Fangirl if postponed donating just to hear her commercials. And finally, a lot of people donate and still listen.
You can definitely still listen to the commercials.
And finally, Thrifty, own your twiddle hander, baby. It's beautiful. You shouldn't give in to the haters. Also, thank you for spending such a lovely, intricate, and fluid tale. You guys are the best. Killigan5 says, first review. First time reviewing anything. I mean, first time actually learning about D&D. One of my cousins... A-L-U-A-Q-S-I has shown me this podcast. He kept talking about it a while back and finally started listening about 2 months ago and finally caught up, and been a wonderful podcast to listen to the past at work. Can start keeping up with live streams now and excited for more adventures to come. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much. These were very emotional for me and I like to read them and it makes me smile. And as we've said... probably literally dozens of times, and meant it every single time. It always feels like these reviews are fake because it's easy to forget how that y'all are out there. So when we read them, it really does squeeze on our heart in a way that will stop the heart, you know? there's no realistic way to say thank you, so I'm just going to say thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Please.
It makes us feel good. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Sheik.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished trying to figure out if it's an internal injury or boiled beets, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga.
Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.